Captain's Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Babe Bender, and me, Harriet Wilcox. The script is by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie. Music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. Did you ever get friendly with someone on a vacation trip and maybe pop off a little bit about your 40-acre estate, your large staff of servants, your hot and cold swimming pools, your swollen bank account, and your this and your that? And then get a letter from that somebody a year later saying he was coming to visit you? Well, that's the problem Mr. McGee is taking up with his wife right now as we join Fibber McGee and Molly.
Oh, this is murder, kiddo. I really got myself in a jam this time. Old Harry is due at the Union Station at 2 p.m. That gives me 3 hours to make a millionaire out of myself.
You know, dearie, I thought at the time you were spreading it on a little thick to Mr. Sedgwick.
Yeah.
You can get yourself into more spots than a flea on a leopard.
Yeah, well, my gosh, how'd I know I was ever going to see the guy again? I mean, he's pretty nice up there in Toronto, you know?
Oh, yes.
The least I could do is make him think he was entertaining a big shot.
Well, you didn't have to go quite so big, dearie.
Well, I was...
I managed to keep a straight face when you told him about your private trout stream with the sunburn lotion mixed in to keep the trout from getting speckled.
Oh, well, that was...
And I never lifted an eyebrow when you described your private landing field with 14 runways and personal wind tunnels.
Yeah, but gee whiz, you can't...
You've got a wind tunnel, all right, running from the bottom of your head to the top of your chest.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly days, the way you piled it on.
Yeah, I know. I was a chump. But, what am I going to do now? Old Harry is due in a couple of hours. If he sees the way we really live, after what I told him, I'm afraid he'll think I'm a four-flusher.
Oh, no.
Yeah, seriously. I'm afraid he might.
Well, as I always say, sweetheart, if you insist on painting fancy pictures, you must expect to get stuck with some wet brushes. How many rooms did you tell him our house has?
14, I think. That old Harry just had an 11-room house. I don't want him to make him feel underprivileged, so I held it down to 14 rooms.
I see. You may be a braggart, love, but you're a tactful braggart. How many cars are we supposed to have?
Well, not counting the two station wagons, the Jeep, and the light truck I use on my golf course. I think I said we had 4 Cadillacs, a Duesenberg, and, hey!
Yes?
I wonder how much it would cost to rent the Wistful Vista Country Club for the day.
Oh.
Yeah, we can make old Harry out there. We can take him out there, actually. And you can tell him that it was our house, see?
This is Tuesday. It's ladies' day at the country club.
Aw.
Gonna be 50 or 60 women sitting around.
So what? I told Harry you entertained a lot. That makes it even better.
Yeah, but how will you explain away the cigar counter and the magazine stand?
Huh? Oh, that's a cinch. I'll tell Harry I gave the magazine and cigar concession to a poor relative on account of he wouldn't accept any charity. I'll tell him that I fixed it up.
Come in. Oh, Mayor Latrivia. Do come in, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mrs. McGee. Hello, McGee.
Hi, Latriv. Hey, what do you think of my chances for renting the country club for the rest of the day?
Very poor.
Why, Your Honor?
Well, in the first place, it's Ladies' Day out there, and you'd have as much chance of yanking the club out from under them as I'd have of winning the National Open with a bent poker.
My gosh, it should be perfect for my purpose. Tennis court, swimming pool, 18-hole course, pitch and putt, driving range, steam room, everything. I could sure make good to old Harry with that setup.
Am I late?
Late for what, Mr. Mayor?
I seem to have come in on the middle of the second act. I don't understand what's going on.
Oh, well. Here's how it is, Latriv. Last year, up in Canada, I met a nice guy, name of Harry. See? Entertained us all over the place. Hospitality coming out of our ears. He rolled out so many red carpets for us, I still got pink lint up in my cuffs.
So?
So, to reciprocate in his own odd way, McGee told him about the McGee estate in Wistful Vista. All about our townhouse, country estate, private yacht, and a midget butler for guests who wanted a short beer before breakfast.
Oh my gosh, I had to be polite, didn't I? I didn't want Harry to think he was entertaining a couple of peasants, did I?
Well, anyway, Your Honor, this man is due to drop in for a visit with us in the next couple of hours.
Yeah.
And here we are in our little six-room mansion with a sweeping 72-inch driveway. And if he doesn't care for hot buttered root beer, he'll have a very dry visit.
McGee, has Dr. Gamble ever checked you for hoof and mouth disease?
Hoof and,
Every time you open your mouth, you seem to put your hoof in it. Look, I have a good idea.
Wait till I move the furniture back. A good idea in this house is going to crowd us a little. What is it, Your Honor?
Yeah, if you can, get me off this spot, kid, you're my friend for life.
Threats will get you nowhere, McGee. Now listen. I have only one Cadillac and no golf course and no swimming pool. But I have a 10-room house, a cook, and my man Crevis. Well, my woman Crevis. It is quite unsatisfactory. It is quite satisfactory. Now, why don't you take over my establishment for the day to entertain your friend?
Oh, McGee, this looks like the answer.
The trivia, you're a man's man.
Yeah.
And I'm the man. Thanks, old man. You've saved my bacon. Canadian bacon, that is.
Well, you're going to go to the whole hog. You'll need it. I'll tell Grimes the cook and Crevis my man that you are the master of the house and to treat you accordingly. You can trust Crevis not to let the cat out of the bag.
Why not? I think it's more realistic if there are a few pets around.
Besides, we like cats. I had one once. I just loved it. A brown cat with a very short tail. A chocolate Maltese, I think he was.
Just wait a minute. When I said Crevis wouldn't let the cat out of the bag, I was only...
That's no way to keep a cat anyway, Mr. Mayor. My goodness, the poor little thing will get claustrophobia.
Don't let the Humane Society hear about you keeping Siamese in a sack, Latriv. Even the puss in the poke is liable to keep a poke in the puss.
I tell you, I Creve have a...
Huh?
A Kappa Creve...
What?
I'm merely saying that letting the bag out of the cat, the crag ear, the cat out of the bag, I don't even have a cat!
Oh, you mean it's just a little kitten. Well, that's worse.
That ain't good cat psychology, Latriv. Keeping in a bag like that, make friends with it. Get him to love you. He'll stick by you through thick and thin, as long as the milk holds out. When I had my cat...
Of all of this rot of luck, I mean lot of ruck. When I said I kept a rat in the crag, a cap in the bat, a bag in the copper pipe, what? This has all started when I said Creves wouldn't let the bag out of the... You said it was... I did never bring it. It was you!
Yoo-hoo! Wave to the mayor, McGee. He's calling to you.
Yoo-hoo, Your Honor.
Yoo-hoo! I was... We were talking. It wasn't a... McGee?
Yes?
I believe you wanted to borrow my home for the day.
Now, Mr. Mayor, after all, you're not going to Renege just because...
Gee, we were just kidding, Latriv. My gosh, after all you've done...
Be quiet! Here are my keys.
Oh.
I'll let Crevis know that you're coming.
Oh, boy. Thanks, kid.
I'd like to tell you one thing about the house.
Yes, Mr. Mayor?
What is it, old boy?
The back stairs.
Yeah?
They're very steep and quite dark.
Yeah?
If you use them, McGee, I suggest you take a fast run at them with your eyes shut. Good day!
Billy Mills and the orchestra and Far Away Places.
And the bustle and people coming and going. Did you see the beautiful new streamliner with the glass roof that just pulled out?
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to ride on that. How can you undress in an upper berth with a glass roof over you? It ain't decent.
My goodness, I never thought of that. Maybe they just have them over the observation. Say, is the train from Toronto on time?
I don't know. I've been looking it up on this timetable, but I can't make anything out of it. Look, it says Toronto, northbound. Read up.
Mr. Sedgwick will be southbound. Read down.
Yeah.
No. You don't have to bend way over to read it.
Oh?
Let's ask at the information booth right over here.
That's a good idea. Hey, Hey, sis, we'd like some information, please.
Well, sir, you may certainly have it, because dispensing information is exactly what we're here for, to serve the public dispensing information.
What we'd like to know is...
Believe me, you'd be surprised to know the kind of information we got asked about, too. You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
One lady yesterday asked what was the mean annual rainfall in southeastern Guatemala, and also what was the length of Jerry Colonna's mustache. And I just had to look it up once, because 9 inches answers both questions. 9 inches.
Yeah, but we wanted to find
out... Another man said his daughter was home from school with a bad case of Dizzy Gillespie, and what did I recommend? Well, my goodness, I'm a bebop fan myself, so... Just what was it you wished to know, sir? Just what?
The train from Toronto. If it's on time, and what time is it?
It's due any minute on track 6, and the reason I know is because my sister Selma's on it. She's been in Toronto visiting some people. She just loves Toronto, and she spends a lot of time up there with the winter sports. And believe me, she knows them all, old and young. She knows them.
Well, Toronto is a wonderful town. I'll bet Selma...
Oh, do you know Selma? Well, now, isn't this a small world? She'll be here any minute, you know, because I'm meeting her, and she'll stay at my house because she didn't get any hotel.
Your attention, please. Now arriving on track 6, from Torontorian, from Toronto, and the Brantford, Canada, which is the Canadian home of S.C. Johnson & Sons, makers in addition to the other fine and famous products of that wonderful Johnson's Liquid Wax.
Heavenly days, that sounds like Mr. Wilcox.
It can't be.
It can, too. In fact, it is. Try cleaning your floors with Johnson's Liquid Wax. Besides wax, it contains a powerful cleansing ingredient. Rub Johnson's Liquid Wax on lightly to loosen dirt and grime, then polish and see the beauty emerge under the shining, protective coat of wax.
Hey, Waxy!
Quiet, pal. You don't have to re-wax your entire floor every time. Just touch up where the wear is heaviest. In between waxings, a flick of a dust cloth keeps it shining and clean. So try Johnson's Liquid Wax from Racine, Wisconsin, and Brantford, Canada, where the Torontorian is just pulling in from track 6.
I wonder how Mr. Wilcox ever got a position calling trains down here.
I don't know, but it's no job for a guy with a one-track mind. If they ever find out, oh. Hey, look, there's Harry. Hey, Harry! Hi, Harry!
Yoo-hoo, Mr. Sedgwick! Here we are. It's us.
The Rich McGee's. Remember us, Harry?
Yes. Hello there. Nice to meet you again, Mr. McGee. And you too, Quentin.
Who too?
He means me, Molly. Up in Canada, I had to admit my real name was Quentin. Ha ha! Quentin Formsby McGee, the third. An old family name, Harry.
Yes, you must visit his ranch in California sometime, too, Mr. Sedgwick.
Ha, yes, ha ha ha.
San Quentin, we call it.
But you don't go bother with formalities, Harry. Everybody here just calls me Fibber. He he. On account of I'm a blue blood in every fibber of my being.
That's fiber.
It is. Well, these ignorant peasants around here wouldn't know that. Have a nice trip, Harry.
Splendid. Thank you very much. And you're both looking very well.
We're fine, Mr. Sedgwick, just fine. My housework keeps me.
My dear girl, you don't call ordering 13 servants around housework, do you? I'm afraid she's kind of pampered, Harry. But I'm glad you think I look well. Play a lot of golf, you know. Little big game hunting, some yachting, and can't spend all of one's time clipping coupons in a stuffy old bank vault, you know.
Oh, that reminds me, McGee. I'll be wanting to cash a check while I'm in town. Of which bank did you say you were the director?
Did he say he was director of a bank, or would he direct you to a bank, Mr. Sedgwick? Because...
Always joking, eh, old girl?
Yes.
I'm with the Third National, Harry. Just keep my personal account there, though. Do my big banking in New York, naturally.
In the corn exchange. But if Mr. Sedgwick is a little short of cash, McGee, can't you tide him over for a few thousand or whatever you happen to have on you?
I don't need very much for now. 500 or so will carry me until I can make some other banking arrangements.
500? Why, you think I'd let our guests creep around this town with a paltry half a grand? My gosh, what if you should want to buy something? Oh, we can talk that over later. Harry. Let's get over to our townhouse and let you wash up a bit. What?
Well, fine idea. But your townhouse? I was looking forward to seeing your country estate. By the way, did the colonel's leg heal up all right?
The colonel?
This leg. Oh, the colonel's. Oh, sure. He healed up real good, Harry. He's gone back to Honolulu. He's in command of an airfield out there.
A polo pony in charge of an airfield?
Why, he must mean Colonel, your best polo pony, McGee. Remember?
I'd almost forgot about him, Harry, on account of I gave up polo. Game's getting too common. Bad element creeping into it. Chaps with no background. They mean well, you know, but definitely not our type.
Ah, your wife looks a little ill. McGee, we'd better be going.
Oh, I'm all right, Mr. Cedric. It's all the hot air in here that gets me down. Bring Mr. Cedric's bags, dearie.
What? I carry luggage? Don't be ridiculous, old girl, I say. Porter, bring this luggage to the carriage entrance. That's where I have the Cadillac waiting, Harry. The Cadillac. Right, this way. By George, Harry, this is a fine day.
Billy Mills in the orchestra.
Harry, Grievous, we'll bring our bags in. Grievous, that's my butler, right up the stairs here, Harry.
Very handsome home you have here, McGee. Lived here very long.
My goodness, Mr. Cedric, it seems like almost no time at all to us. I hardly know my way around it myself.
We spend so much time at our country place, at our shooting lodge, and on our yacht, you see.
Ah, there's Grievous, we're home.
I beg your pardon. Oh, yes, home, yes. Indeed you are, madam. Do come in.
Grievous, this is Mr. Cedric from Toronto. Gonna spend the day with us.
Hello, Grievous.
Mr. Cedric. A pleasure, sir. Your hat, sir.
Certainly it's his hat. Think he goes around stealing hats?
Now, please, McGee. Grievous. Will you get Mr. Cedric's bags and put the car in the garage?
Immediately, madam. What room will Mr. Cedric occupy, madam?
Oh, throw his stuff through the first door you come to upstairs, Grievous.
My, I think Grievous is a wonderful name for a butler.
Oh, thank you, madam. However, that is not my real name. My real name is Butler, but how could you call a butler Butler? Sounds, silly. Thank you, madam.
Isn't it nice to be home again? Do come into the drawing room, Mr. Cedric, right in here. I think. No, it's in here. My goodness, this house is so big, I still get lost in it.
Lovely home, Miss McGee, and very handsomely furnished.
Well, what's the use of having dough, Harry, if you don't fling it around a little? Easy come, easy go, you know.
We're sort of roughing it here, Mr. Sedgwick. Camping out, you might say. Heavenly days. If we run out of rosewood to burn in the fireplace, we use just plain old bird's eye maple or mahogany. Solid, of course, no veneer.
Well, this is a very handsome room. Isn't that a Picasso over there, above the fireplace?
Huh? Oh, no, that's just an oil painting, Harry. We've got lots of them. I've been trying to get Da Vinci to paint my wife's portrait, but you know how these artists are. Money means nothing to them.
I'm sure it means nothing to Da Vinci.
Nah. He's as independent as a hog on ice. Well, Molly, how about serving some tea? Ring for the cook, will you?
Where do I ring?
Oh, stamp around under the coffee table. There ought to be a buzzer there someplace. You see, Harry, we usually have somebody just standing around to push buttons for us. But you know how the servant problem is.
Ahem.
Oh, good, here's Grievous.
May I show Mr. Sedgwick to his room, sir?
Thanks, Grievous. Please do.
Yes, Grievous. And please tell the cook, what's her name?
His name is Grimes, madam.
Oh, yes. Well, tell Grimes we'll have tea in here in 15 minutes.
Certainly, madam. This way, please, Mr. Sedgwick. I took the liberty, sir, of laying out some fresh linen for you.
Oh, good old Grievous. He's really a treasure. I wonder where I found him.
Have another cookie, Mr. Sedgwick? And some more sandwiches? How about some more tea?
Oh, not a thing, thank you. No, everything is delicious, but I'm simply stuffed. My, it's been a pleasant afternoon.
I'll take some more cookies, Molly. Thank you. Yes, it's been swell getting with you like this, Harry, old man, in our mansion like this. Pass Harry the dollar cigars, Molly. Wait, where's the cigars? The dollar cigars.
Well, I would enjoy a good cigar.
Well, I haven't seen them, McGee. Although we spend so little time here, I don't know where anything is. I don't even know where I am.
Where's the dollar cigars? You know how servants are, Harry. Grievous keeps putting the dollar cigars in different places like this all the time.
Maybe they're in this humidor here. Yes, here they are.
That's just like Grievous, putting them in a humidor. Help yourself, Harry. Take a handful. They're only a buck apiece. I'll stuff a few in my pocket, too, for after a while.
Well, they look very good. Well, I just hate to think of leaving, Mickey, but it's getting close to 5 o'clock, and I'd better get ready to rush off.
Oh, I wish you could stay, boy. But if you have to, you have to.
Yes, I'd better be getting along. I certainly want to thank you for the lovely afternoon. It was grand.
Well, we've enjoyed it too, Mr. Sedgwick. We do so little entertaining in this home.
You said it. Well, I wish you could spend the night with us, but as long as you can't. Oh, hey, where can I drive you?
Well, I promised my wife I'd look up her cousin, McGee, and I suppose I'll have to spend the night at his house, wherever that is.
Your wife's cousin lives in Wistful Vista. Do you have his address, Mr. Sedgwick?
No, I'll get him at his office, though he works at your city hall, some sort of official, I believe.
The city hall? Say, we know a lot of people in the city.
What's his name, Mr. Sedgwick?
Latrivia.
Oh, well, it's a small world, isn't it? And I feel just small enough to be comfortable. Oh, Grievous, the car, please, the Cadillac.
You get a clean floor, a beautifully polished and protected floor with Johnson's Liquid Cleaning and Polishing Wax. And here's a way you can get those advantages with unbelievable ease and speed. Use Johnson's Beauty Floor Electric Polisher. The Johnson Beauty Floor Electric Polisher brings out the luster in a few seconds. All you do is guide the polisher across the floor. The big whirling brush does all the work. Tomorrow, buy a Beauty Floor Electric Floor Polisher from your Johnson dealer.
Well, I'm glad that's over with, McGee. Where's the hatchet?
The hatchet? Out in the garage. What you gonna do with the hatchet?
Chop down that little cherry tree in the backyard.
Huh?
If I can be as deceitful as this on Washington's birthday, I might as well go all the way. I'm going to chop down the cherry tree and then say I did it.
Oh, yeah. Good night.
Good night, all.
The makers of Johnson & Johnson Self-Polishing Glow Coat, Racine, Wisconsin, and Brantford, Canada bring you Fibber, McGee, and Molly each week at this time. Be with us again next Tuesday night, won't you?
In tonight's cast, you heard Avery Rizzio, Ashlyn Razzo, Chelsea D'Arrio, Jack Hicks, Alex Hinton, Emily Ann Durer, and yours truly, Phil Hoy. I hope you'll come back and listen to us next week as we present more great old-time radio on the X-Viper Hour on WHCL 88.7, Clinton's number one radio station.